This morning on OFM, The Sound of Your Life, I've got the brand new Get It Bloemfontein in my hands. And on the cover is Thabo Phetse. Thabo, good morning. Welcome to OFM.
Good morning, Yolanda. What a great honor to talk to you, and good morning to the listeners.
You're a born and bred Free Stater, and we all know the challenges having to run businesses in our region. How do you explain living in the Free State to your colleagues from Gauteng and the Western Cape?
It's simple. Actually, contrary, because you remember, I'm a global citizen, so I travel a lot. And normally when I go overseas, people will ask, where are you from, Cape Town or Johannesburg? I tell them I am from a place that connects Cape Town and Johannesburg. So that's how I explain it. And I tell them I'm from the States, you know, Free State, which is the state of South Africa. So we actually a capital city of South Africa, if you think of it. And another thing that I tell them, okay, my colleagues, Joburg, Cape Town, I tell them, listen, I'm from the Free State. First thing you need to know on Spraat Afrikaans, and the Setswana in Free State is to swear at other people, but we are kind people. So, and it's very cold in the Free State during the winter.
Exactly. So, yeah. I think that's where our kindness helps a lot. This morning on OFM, Thabo Phetse joining me. So when I read the Get It Bloemfontein article, it's very clear that you enjoy traveling and that you enjoy taking your family along on this journey with you. But here's a question that I wanted to ask you. So I see you saw Celine Dion live on stage, I'm assuming in Vegas. Now, she's my absolute favorite. I'm her biggest fan. What was that like?
Oh, Yolanda, Yolanda. You know now, right, man? It was snort and tranny, I'm telling you. And just a quick story. You know how it came about? You know, when you grow up, as a Tswana that I am, I couldn't speak English. The only English I could speak was Celine Dion's song.
Oh.
And now as a boy, you sing along the songs, but in Tswana, and not the right English. And they touch my heart. So since I was a boy, we used to listen to Celine Dion. And then one time Celine Dion comes to South Africa. I so wanted to go, but I was still this broke student that no matter how much money I actually put away, I couldn't go see her. And I made myself a promise and a vow. I remember I was crying, right? I was standing there where next to Ruth Marine, you know, at the University of the Free State. I said to myself, God, I vow to myself, you know, when I've made enough money, I'm going to go find Celine Dion anywhere in the world, and I will go watch her live. And in 2016, bought myself a ticket. I was in Vegas at the Colosseum for the first time. Yo, you know, that first moment, and I've seen her 4 years up until 2019 when she was, you know, the last shows that she did. I was part of the crowd there. I even took my wife with. So, but the first one, when I was sitting in theater, Yolanda, I don't want to lie to you, the moment she walked on that stage, you know, like 400 meters away, started crying. I was having goosebumps all the way. Now, I'm this guy, you know, you don't want to cry. But next to me, there's a Korean guy who said that. I don't know. I think he's more crazy about Celine Dion than all of us because he started going hysterical. And on my right-hand side, there's a lady there. She was from America. She's Celine Dion for the first time. And she starts crying as well. So it was nice that I could actually express my emotions because my neighbors here, yeah, they are busy expressing their emotions. So then she started singing there. And I don't want to lie to you. The goosebumps all over my body, the, you know, the trana and everything. It was, oh my word, I can't describe it. Probably one of the best moments of my life.
I'm incredibly jealous. And wow, what a phenomenal experience. But Thabo, let's wrap it up with a final business-minded question before we get carried away with Celine Dion. What is your message to entrepreneurs in Central South Africa?
You know, they say, you know that song, New York song, they say if you can make it, they can make it anywhere. In South Africa, people go to Johannesburg, they think if you can make it in Johannesburg, you can make it anywhere. I myself went to Johannesburg. I lived there for 4 years. Then I came back to Free State. I made it when I was in Free State. So what I realized is that if you can make it in the Free State, you can make it anywhere. Because if you think about it here, this is like, you know, Free State is so conservative, you know. It's like a small place, conservative. People know each other. People choose who to do business with. So even your market is not that big when you think about it, because we like choose people that we know that we want to deal with. So if you can make it in a market like this, you can make it anywhere. So I just want to say to business people in the Free State, stop sleeping on yourself. That's number one. And number two, government is not the way to do business. Government, we are there to assist the government with our taxes. So they can hopefully do take our money and, you know, do right with the social, help other people who are less privileged and fix their infrastructure. But us as business people, government is not the way to go. So if you're in the Free State, first of all, you can make it anywhere, number one. Number two, stay away from government. If you are a real business person, find people who need who have problems to solve their problems, you know. Yeah, but like I say, it boils down to if you can find those people or you are able to penetrate the Free State market that is so conservative, you can make it anywhere. So this is the best place to start if you want to be in business, actually.
Thabo Phetse joining us this morning on OFM, The Sound of Your Life, on the brand new Get It Bloemfontein cover. Go read a little bit more about him there as well. Thabo, thank you so much for joining me on this crisp, cool Free State morning.
Thank you very much, Yolanda.